We'll continue the call with Washington coach Steve Sarkisian. The Huskies are on the road at Oregon on Saturday, and we'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
First question comes from Kurt Bradthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Looking at what Justin Wilcox has done, how would you describe his method of how he's done what he's done there?
Well, I think that first of all, I think Justin's really came in with an open mind and assessed our roster, assessed the recruiting class that we'd signed and what was coming in, and then began to form and develop the defense along with the other defensive coaches that best fit the personnel on our roster and that could put the players on the field in position to do the things that they did really well that gave us the best chance to be successful. And not only, okay, so the scheme got built, then they had to teach it, and I thought he's been a tremendous teacher. He's shown that, and then you have to motivate to go play in the games, and he's done the motivating factor. So he really has done all three, and then at the end of the day, the kids have really bought in, and they've bought into the new scheme, the new system, the beliefs, what it's going to take, the aggressive style, the tackling, all of those things have all been bought into by the players, and the end result, we're playing pretty good.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Steve, David Shaw said you guys' linebacker play last week was stellar. Are your linebackers playing really well, and who is standing out for you?
Yeah, I think our backers are playing pretty well. You know, I think that we've seen John Timu really mature at the linebacker position. We've seen Thomas Totogi really mature at the linebacker position. We've also seen the development of Travis Feeney at his linebacker spot, as well as Shaq Thompson when he's in the linebacker fold. So we've had four guys really begin to stand out, and that's to go along with some of the other guys that are playing. We're rotating quite a bit of bodies in there, but I think those four guys have really played well up until this point.
Would you say that play at that position has been the biggest key for your defense playing better this year?
I think that's one key. I like the way we're playing internally up front on the defensive side of the ball. And then obviously, you know, one of the biggest keys of all of this is the belief in our corners to play, you know, out on an island and play one-on-one coverage. And Desmond Trufant's probably had as good as a year as I've seen out of a corner here in a long time. I mean, he's playing tremendous out there at the corner position, which is allowing us to do some unique things inside that can allow the defensive line to play the way they're playing, for the linebackers to play the way they're playing. So I think the linebacker play is critical, but so is an internally defense and on the perimeter in the passing game.
You know, media sorts love rivalries and rivalry talk. It seems like most coaches these days just kind of they have a cocoon around their program. They don't treat any game differently, their preparation or whatever. Does the rivalry with Oregon play any role this week for your team?
You know, it hasn't yet, quite honestly. You know, we're just kind of in the infancy stages of game planning and you know, figuring out their offense and their speed and the no huddle and the tempo and then their defense with, you know, Deion Jordan and Kiko Alonso and the corner play and all that. I mean, right now it's not worried about where the game is or what uniform they're wearing or any of that. It's more preparation time. You know, I'm sure as we get closer to the game, emotions rise. That's part of college football. That's the pageantry of college football. But we haven't reached that point yet. This is more about getting ourselves prepared mentally and physically for the demands of the ball game.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Steve.
You got it.
Any further questions?
There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. Steve, appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks.